Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic!
Whoa! And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this is a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
5, 4, 3, 2. And now, live from the Allstate Skyline Studios, here's Dave.
All right, glad you could be with us on this Father's Day morning. Joining me in studio has been our tradition on this day is my oldest son, Josh. Josh, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Dad.
And good morning to you, Roger Badish.
Well, good morning to the Pliers.
Happy Father's Day to you, buddy.
Why, thank you very much.
Curtis, good morning to you as well.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Happy Father's Day as well. You have a little announcement to make?
I do. Oh, besides Happy Father's Day, of course. I was going to say, I'm not a dad.
Okay, so. All right. That's what I was asking. All right. Good to know. Yeah, you know what? I was just thinking today, you know, it's we're going to hang out the family today and do something fun. And yeah, cold everywhere. Like, yeah. Josh was like, you know, what are we going to wear today? We were thinking about doing a couple different things. You know, there's Rib Fest in Chicago.
Right.
There's
Taco
Fest right in Pilsen.
And then there's Summer Fest, Polish Fest.
Yes, up in the Summerfest grounds is Polish Fest, which we've done every year.
Mm.
But I remember most years going sweltering heat.
Right.
And it's going to be
now
at the lakefront, they said upper 40s at the lakefront up in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee, north.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's kind of crazy. So I'm not quite sure. What are you going to do today? Roger Badish for Father's Day.
I've got a 12-hour turnaround between shifts, so we won't be doing anything today,
maybe
but
tomorrow.
Monday.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're heading up to Gale Street Inn.
Oh, nice.
Kids are taking me out for dinner.
Ribs.
And, well, I don't know if I'm going to have the ribs. I know they will.
Okay.
But I'm going to see if they got a nice skirt steak on the menu.
Easy.
Is
that code?
Skirt steak.
You know, it's funny. Nick went there last night for dinner.
I know.
Because he does that. And we might end up there tonight. It is kind of a tradition. But I think this is his busiest tonight. Gale Street Inn, we're talking about
Father's
folks.
Father's Day, yeah.
Busiest night of the year.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a guy's thing. I'm going to get some ribs.
Yeah.
You know, he usually throws grills outside. And hopefully it doesn't rain for him. But he usually throws some grills out there. And he's grilling ribs out there.
Out in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you got to maintain. You got to keep up.
It's packed.
Yeah. You got to
keep
up.
Yeah. In fact, we had a call.
Yeah.
Because I thought at one point, we haven't been there in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids were
saying.
Shameful. Huh?
Shameful.
Oh, I know. But there's so many different places that we like to go eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you know, for a while they were saying, you know, we keep going to Gale Street Inn. Can we try something different for a while? And I said, okay, whatever, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so then this time they said, where'd you like to go eat? I said, you know, we haven't been to Gale Street.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And they
absolutely
love the ribs there.
Sure.
And so that's what we're going to do. But our daughter had a call to make sure they'd be open Monday. Because I think in the past they used to be closed on either Monday or Tuesday. It's Tuesday?
So we know.
So he knows.
Yeah, we're not regulars. Not at all. Hey, by the way, great show today. I'm really excited about this. So Rich Coase and Jim Roach, who's his executive producer, is going to be in studio with Josh and I and be talking about today is his 40th anniversary as Svengoolie, which is so cool. He did have Triumph the Insult Comic Dog on last night. We're going to play a little of that clip as well. We also, it's the 85th anniversary of The Stooges. It's back on MeTV. We're going to talk a little bit about that because I think it was about 5 years ago that Rich and I together interviewed Joan Maher, who is Mo Howard's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her 90s today, but she's been the one carrying the torch of The Stooges, writing books. And there's an auction house right now that's auctioning off which I think came from his daughter, Moe's personal collection. So it's his scripts with his notes in it. I mean, think about this stuff. He's 85, 90 years old.
Amazing.
Remember the alphabet song that they sang?
Yes.
B-A-B-B-E-B-B-I-B-B-I. Exactly. Yep. The sheet music to that going on auction.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, this is really kind of legendary stuff that's going on the auction block.
And you know, that we know their TV stuff, but they were hot before TV, or well, the films.
The films were on in the right. movie theater before TV.
Right,
they just
but
ended
they
up
did
there.
Stage shows.
Yes, they did.
Before the films.
Yeah.
And they were hot on stage.
Oh, they would be. They toured Chicago. They toured Milwaukee. They were all over the place. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Author Tom Miller, a new book called Seeking Chicago, will do that. Shawnee will be in for history. So got a great show planned. So here's a little something, because I was looking at like all of our ages here today. And,
I'm the oldest.
No, it's true. But in the last 2 years, millennials have become the largest generation in the U.S. workforce.
What?
Millennials are also the fastest growing generation of customers in the marketplace. And there's been studies done, obviously. And everybody, anytime you see a young person, we call them a millennial. That's not really the case. Josh is not a millennial. He's a Gen Z.
A who?
A Gen Z. Generation Z.
Okay.
No, he's Generation Z. but Gen, you know, you got to look out, because millennials, Gen Z has arrived, and they're very different from millennials. You know, we talk about millennials and their high expectations and all this other stuff. Gen Z is completely different from them. And I've got some cool stats, but so just to break this down, my father, who was born in 1940, and my mother, they're called traditionalists, or the silent generation, and that is born in 1945 and before.
45 and before.
Oops,
okay. All right.
That's
now
the last,
that's not part of the greatest generation.
Greatest generation was a nickname of those who were alive during the war year. No, it's before that. No, it's before that.
Yeah.
This is the silent generation, the traditionalists. Baby boomers are 46 to 64. That's you.
Yeah.
I'm Generation X, which is 65 to 76. Millennials are 77 to 95. So now...
that's a big gap there.
It is. And then 96 to today is Gen Z.
Okay.
But a lot of people refer to, like, my son's generation as...
Oh, you're just a millennial.
You're a millennial. Well, you're not a millennial.
But why do they group them all together? Because they're younger?
Easier? Well, yeah, and it's kind of become a thing for our generation, yours and mine, to be like, those damn millennials. We've lumped everybody into that bucket.
Yeah.
And it's not that millennials suck, Curtis. That's not what we're saying.
I'm the exception.
You are the exception. You kind of defy some of the logic on who millennials versus Gen Z.
He's got an old soul.
Yeah. But Gen Z are decidedly different. They're more pragmatic than millennials. Gen Zs are more realistic when it comes to jobs, job opportunities available in the market. For example, they're also less likely to take risks. Like millennials, I don't want to say they don't care, but they're more likely to be, you know, walk right into the boss's office and say, you know, hey, I want a $20,000 raise, and I want a desk by the window, and you know, I don't care if I lose my job, I lose my job. But oh, by the way, the job I want has a great coffee bar, and I'm really excited about this coffee bar, and I'm going to work there over this place because their amenities are much better here. Gen Z wants more job security. They want stability in their jobs and their finances.
Kind of like coming back around to the boomers who wanted security. Actually, before the boomers.
Yeah.
Our parents, coming back from the war, they wanted the job security in order to raise their suburban families.
Three key trends that shape generations are parenting, technology, and economics. For example, many baby boomers have the parenting philosophy of, we want it to be easier for our kids than it was for us. And this philosophy, in turn, helped create and reinforce millennial sense of entitlement. Which is a highly
everybody
debated,
gets an award.
Yeah, look at Curtis is looking like, go shove it up your. but Gen Z is known for being entrepreneurial, and I said that to Josh in the car on the way up here, and he's like, "Yeah, I can see that."
Oh,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah, your spending habits have been shaped by growing up in the wake of the recession. See, now think about that. It's all about when you grew up. So we grew up, my generation. you know, we were the ones buying houses, being right. upside down on houses and so mm-hmm. forth. Seeing their parents and their teachers live through harder times, they're more practical. And it says here that teens are making, especially in the Gen Z, and I found this very interesting because Josh had a long conversation with my dad last night about they're making a fortune selling old clothes. They're more entrepreneurial in the event that if they need to make money, they might not go out and have a job. Remember we were talking some weeks ago about teens in this generation mm-hmm. have less jobs at this time. They're doing right. more educational stuff, sports mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. But they find millennials don't find ways to make money. Gen Z does. They will find side ways to do it. Because you yeah. were telling my dad about selling stuff.
Well, there's either like the thrift market where you'll go and you'll find some hidden gold at a store. But then there's also the resale kind of way where people will go and buy shoes, clothing, whatever, etc., that are on sale at a certain amount for only a certain amount sold. They'll buy it, and then they'll resell at a much, much greater value.
So you're just finding ways to make money.
Correct.
And so you're just thinking through how you can make the biggest bang for the buck. Because, like, the millennials, they say, they like their brand products, but they will go buy at full retail price. Josh, when he sees a pair of shoes, mm-hmm. he'll go to a second hand and buy them for $20 yeah. as opposed to $150 or $120.
Oh, right.
And then he cleans them. This is what I found fascinating too, is like he takes these white gym shoes, like let's say some Nikes or whatever, and he creates like the Chicago flag and he paints them and then he gives them as gifts to his friends and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But that's a lot more cost effective and you're putting more artistic time into it than you
Correct.
Are money.
Personalizing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what they're doing, it sounds like they're making new markets.
Yeah.
Establishing new customers for new markets.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It says here that Gen Z and millennials are close in age, but they don't necessarily value the same things. 60% of Gen Z prefer cool products over experiences, but 77% of millennials prefer the opposite. They want experiences. So how do you feel about that, Curtis?
I'm kind of the same way. I do like a cool gadget. You know, like I don't have an Apple Watch, but I think it'd be kind of cool to have one, you know, like, you know, those nifty sort of things. But I am more about the experience, especially, you know, in this career that I'm in, you know, mm-hmm. especially in any sort of media industry, you have to have the experience and the hard work and the work ethic to go behind that.
Yeah.
When you want to get higher up in this industry that we're all in. And I don't see that a lot with a lot of other millennials.
No,
like, work ethic wise.
You are different that way. Yeah. Millennials spend much of their childhoods without social media or smartphones, where Gen Zs don't know a world before mobile technology.
Oh yeah.
I remember telling my, my sister-in-law when she was young, when she was your age, Josh, that, I said something like, you know, before VCRs and DVD players, she goes, when was that? Like we were in the Stone Age at some point during this whole thing. Millennials mostly grew up in a healthy economic times, but now poorer than their parents, where Gen Zs grew up learning how to be frugal. So there's just a little bit of a change between both those as well. While millennials were able to go through their childhoods without giving much thought to the then healthy economy, teenage Gen Zs are already concerned about it. Like they're thinking right now about, I don't want to have student loan debt. Like that, they're worried about that now. And I know Josh is very conscious about that. But then there's another generation, especially when we talk about the election and you know, we want our college tuition paid for. I don't want to say everyone, all millennials are looking for a free ride, but they're looking for a free ride, where Josh doesn't look for a free ride necessarily, but he's concerned about paying for it. Like there's just some differences in philosophy on this. Millennials were most likely to work a traditional team job, and this is where we talked about the shoes and stuff. Gen Zs are most likely to earn money from a side, they're calling it side hustle.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is that, which is just coming up with your own. Gen Z is more connected to interests and cultures around the world than millennials were in their teens. Millennials tended to believe that a college education was worth it, even if it meant student debt. Gen Zs are worried about student loans in this whole thing. I'm trying to see what else we have. Gen Zs are more about showing off their individuality and millennials are more about loving their brands. So
you
Starbucks
just described that. Well, you just described showcasing the artistic side with Josh's shoes and how he paints like the Chicago flag on it. And millennials are notoriously known for sticking to their brands, whether it be Dunkin' Ice Coffee or Starbucks or what have you.
That's the statement.
Adidas and all that sort
of
stuff.
But that's a statement that you're making when you're holding that in your hand, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And Josh cares less about the brand and just wants it to be like, and I'm not just saying this to you, you and Gen Z, is it's all about you. No, I mean, it's all about your individuality and showing a little bit about you.
Personal.
So our daughter was born in 78.
Mm-hmm.
So she would be in what group again?
Millennial.
That's millennial?
You said it's millennial started at 76.
Okay.
Yeah.
And our son was born in 88.
So they'd both be millennial.
Yeah, both millennials.
Yeah, both millennials.
Two of the most different millennials
Sure. This I found really interesting, too. Many millennials supported marriage equality in Barack Obama, but they tended to be adverse to political parties. Gen Zs tend to be more social justice-oriented than millennials and not necessarily as liberal as the millennials are. And because you see that and you hear it about in colleges all the time, and I won't say exactly what Josh was mentioning today, but he said, how come some groups get a day, but some other groups get a month? Like when you're celebrating their heritage or whatever, why isn't it all equalized a little bit? But that was his point to me, is that, okay, you know, this group gets a month, but how come veterans only get Veterans Day? Like it's very interesting, just his philosophy on all that stuff. More Gen Zs are exploring new gender norms or discarding gender altogether than previous generations. Kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we just grew up a little bit differently, but I think you're right about the fact that baby boomers, you know, coming out after the war, you know, some in the early parts, you know, being frugal about their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But then after the war, there was just, you know, the suburbs and jobs and cars and everything else. But you're right. I think we're cycling through it again, Roger.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's because there are some parts of the old ways, we'll group all that together in old ways, that hold true through the generations that I think all of society favors in one form or another. So you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it's still the same thing, and there are, I think, through trial and error, newer things that come along that either get, oh, hey, this works, or, this doesn't work so much, let's forget that and let's move on to something else.
True. Very true.
So, yeah,
there you have it. There you have it. Josh, what are we going to be talking about after the news here? TV dads?
TV dads.
Best TV dads. So if you want to tell us who you think who's your favorite TV dad, call us or text us 312-981-7200. We're going to be doing that after the news next on 720 WGN.